Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
It's time now for Observations with Bobby Dooley. She is a mother and the president of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. She's also the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Observations with Bobby Dooley is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, one of the great steakhouses across the country. Bobby, your observations today have to do with the Luke John Helder case and an unusual, if not provocative, point of view that Luke John Helder, being a very attractive young man, could possibly compromise women who might serve on a jury.
Absolutely, Phil. Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm a mother and a wife. In many ways, I'm probably a lot like many of the women listening. I love my family very much, but I also love my country. And it's that which brings me to the radio today, Phil, to talk to the listeners about America, about what's going on in our country, not only within its borders, but outside of its borders.
And specifically about Luke John Helder, who is being held in the pipe bomb case.
I want to talk about that, Phil, because I believe, first of all, in the equal rights of women, and I believe that women should have equal rights. But I have to tell you, with the Luke Helder case, and I hope many of the women listening will forgive me, I think we're going to need the help of men. Men will need to make up the jury. Men will need to adjudicate. Because, Phil, in this case, I can say to you, at least I hope you know how women are. I don't know. I know you're married.
Yeah, 5 years.
Especially with a devastatingly handsome young man who's just literally waiting to be engulfed, most women will not be able to be objective. The Luke John Helder case, a man who planted pipe bombs, who could have seriously injured, if not killed, many people. Will women do the right thing? I know that we like to say we love our country, but he is a very, very handsome man. And I do believe that the prosecution team should be male. I think the judge should be a man as well. We cannot leave this to chance. We are going to have to admit to ourselves as women that he is a very, very attractive young man. He is devastating, and it could cloud our judgment.
All right, let me ask you, Bobby. A government prosecutor, a female, is supposed to be objective.
Just because she's a woman, it doesn't mean she's necessarily objective, Phil. Because she's a woman, she could literally take one look at that devastatingly handsome face and purposefully undermine the government's case in the hopes that she can run away with him.
Oh, now, come on. Are you serious?
Phil, believe me, you don't know women. I'm a woman. I know women. I know how stupid we can be. I know how petty we can be. We are the only species on Earth that literally let everything come to a halt because we got our time of the mind. We're the only species on Earth that in the middle of a blood and life and death situation where we might be at the command of an army, we break down and start crying because it's too much for us. Now, Phil...
Bobby, I want to ask you something.
No, I want to tell you, I heard a crude, crass joke that proves my point. My next-door neighbor says to me yesterday, "Have you seen Luke Helder?" I said, "Yes, he's very handsome." She said, "I'll tell you what, he can put his pipe bomb in my mailbox anytime." And I know you probably think that's funny. And
well, it's moderately amusing.
Well, I was embarrassed for her. And when she said that, I was embarrassed for all women. And you know what I did? I slapped her across the face.
You slapped the woman?
I slapped her across the face. I immediately swung around, almost a military turn, and I marched back into my house. And I'll tell you something, I walked into my kitchen, I pumped my fist in the air, and I said, "Good for you, Bobby. Good for you." What a slut. And do we all have to be sluts? I don't think so. No. I think what we need to do, Phil, is definitely allow the men to take this one. Luke John Helder, oh, He's
all right, I want to ask you in a moment here.
He's devastating.
All right, I understand he's a very handsome guy. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We are on the air with Bobby Dooley talking about this Luke Helder kid who planted pipe bombs. She thinks women can't be objective on a jury, and you're questioning their patriotism.
I really am, Phil, and I feel terrible about it.
You are questioning the patriotism of millions of American women because they may want to run off with him.
That is how ridiculous we get. That is how in absolutely out of control of our emotions we are.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. All right, you've talked about women and how they'll act. Now I have to ask you the question.
Go ahead.
Aren't you also subjected to these feelings?
You know what, Phil? No, I'm objective.
You are not. So you're the one woman...
I don't know. There may be others, but I've had men. I've been around a lot of men. My own husband is a really, really good-looking man. And you know what? I'm past that. My karma has taken me past that. You know something, Phil? I wanted to tell you. I know a woman who reads auras, and she told me she could tell from my aura that I'm very, very spiritual. And Steve told me, my husband, when we recently came out of the Harry Potter movie, he said, wow, Bobby, I mean, you're really spiritual, because I knew, okay, Harry Potter was about getting in touch with the child within. And Steve, you know, he just looked at me and he went, wow, I'm in touch with people, Phil. I'm in touch with women. And I'm in touch with my own body. And Luke Helder, for this gal here, been there, done that. But the rest of America's women, they'd climb on him and grunt. And I am so, so very sorry to say that.
Well, it's really true, Mr. Henry. This is Steve Dooley.
Yes, Steve.
It's really true. My wife's very spiritual, isn't she?
I'm hearing a machine.
I'm sorry. We're making a...
Steve's making some margaritas after school margaritas and just sort of a before dinner.
All right. So did you have an emergency meeting?
We did, Phil.
You called an emergency meeting. All of the women residents of Western Estates were directed to be there.
That is correct. We were trying to get ahead of the ball on this thing and make sure women weren't caught off guard.
Can you tell me, and I know it was a meeting, but can you tell me what was said?
I told all of these women, first of all, I told them they had to be at this meeting.
Now, these are residents of a community, right?
Yes, but I'm the president of the Homeowners Association.
But these are all homeowners, right?
Yes.
How can you demand that they be at a meeting?
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. All right, so I'm allowed, yeah. I'll tell them to be at a meeting. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. When I tell a homeowner to be there, they'll get their rear end to the meeting.
All right, can I ask you what was said?
I told them about all of the good-looking men that I have had sex with. I did date two prominent L.A. Raiders. But I told them, look, going out with a good-looking man is no big deal. I've been there. I've done that. A lot of you in this room tonight would probably be dumped by a Luke Helder once he got what he wanted. And I think you have to look at that. Luke Helder planted pipe bombs. He could have killed people. Forget about how sexy he is. Forget about how good-looking he is. Forget about how you would turn yourself into a Baywatch slut just so you could be with him for a half hour, for a stolen 20 minutes in a public toilet, Phil. This is what we're talking about.
But Bobby, you're questioning the patriotism.
I told them that as American women, not just as women, as American women, they had to put their sexual desire for Luke Helder aside and for, in the name of Christ, do the right thing, maybe for the first time in their lives. And by telling them, they know through my eyes that, yes, it's exciting to have sex with a devastatingly handsome man like Luke Helder. But as I said, he would probably dump most of them.
How did this speech go over?
They knew that I knew what I was talking about. It went over like gangbusters.
It went over like gangbusters. They knew she knows what she's talking about.
Okay, you're manning the blender there, Steve?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. We're just relaxing after a hard day at work.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robbie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil, how are you?
Yeah, good, ma'am.
Listen, mm-hmm. I ain't never called your show before, mm-hmm. but I'm sitting here driving home, and mm-hmm. I'm hearing this Miss Dooley mm-hmm. talking about women.
Mm-hmm.
Women think about the looks of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Mm-hmm.
She dang sure does not speak for all women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's not ridiculous. You know that this young man who is arrested...
Are you there?
I'm right here. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Right,
we can hear you, Robbie.
Woman. You are not speaking for all women, okay?
Well,
I don't care what the man looks like. What difference does it make what he looks like? It's what he did and what he does. It's his character. And don't you dare say you speak for women.
Robbie, can I say this?
Yeah, you better hurry up.
You know how we are.
How we are? Are you talking about women again?
Yes, we see.
No, you may be talking about you and your sisters or something, but you say we.
Oh, so you don't like a good-looking man, is that it?
Excuse me?
You don't like a good-looking man, is that it? You don't appreciate a handsome man?
Oh, yeah, I love looking at them, but it depends on their character and what they do. I don't justify what they do by while they look and let them go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I do not justify what people do by way they look. It's their character.
You know something, Robbie? I'm going to go out on a
limb. Yeah,
I don't mean to insult you, but by the
Well, you ain't going to insult me.
Well,
you
sound. You know something? You sound like you drop your drawers for him. You don't sound all that attractive.
I sound like I'm what?
I say you sound like you drop your drawers for John Helder.
There's no point in insulting the woman.
Well, you're saying.
Well, I don't even understand what she said.
She says that you would be glad to have sex with Luke Helder because she doesn't think you're that good looking.
Right. Oh my God! You sound like you have an emphysema laugh. You come from Arkansas.
No, you sound like you come from Arkansas.
I come
that's
from
your mentality.
L-O.
If you think that kind of crap, lady.
Wait a minute.
I don't even know why they have you on the air.
No, wait a minute. I want you to be honest with me. Is he not handsome or not? Is Luke Helder handsome?
I think a lot of women may not know what he looks like.
Are you talking about the 21-year-old pot bomber?
The what bomber?
Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, the pipe bomber, not the pop bomber.
I said pipe, woman.
All right, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, and he's 21 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's devastating.
I think he's a nice young man.
He is devastating.
It doesn't have a damn thing to do with
what
he did.
Robbie, I am worried that we're going to get women on that jury. They're going to let that man go because they want him to get in
their
pants.
Not unless it's somebody like you.
Oh, they're not. How do you know? You know the women that line up.
Because most people ain't like you.
Most women
hold people accountable for their actions.
I don't think so. You see the women
that
line up.
It doesn't have anything to do with looks.
Then
woman.
How come they write prison letters to prisoners?
Why
and they
do you think it has
with
something to do
murderers?
With their looks?
Why do women write letters to serial murderers?
Who gives a damn? Men like women that look attractive too.
Why do women write letters to serial murderers and want to have sex with them? Yes or no?
Why do they write letters? Yes or no?
Write letters?
Yes.
Because they're
yes
morons.
Yes or no? Because they're what?
They're morons.
Well, guess what? You slide off your seat when he walked into the courtroom, just like any other woman, and that's what I'm talking about.
All right, the blender. I can hear the blender.
I'm sorry. But, you know, I really think it's...
You are so wrong, woman.
I think it's dishonest of you.
I don't know where you come from, but you are so way out of it.
All right, 1-800-449. Thank you very much, Robbie, for your call. So you're saying that the pipe bomber kid, this Luke Helder kid, is so handsome they won't be able to find an objective jury of women?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You know, I talked with a group of women, Phil, from my homeowners association yesterday. They all walked in, and as I told them about my life, and yes, the devastatingly handsome men that I'd been with, and yes, I don't hide anything. The men I've had sex with, two of them were L.A. Raiders. Now, do you know what that's like? Do you know how popular football players are? I had sex with two of them. Well, Phil, I spoke to this group of women. Their mouths were open. Their tongues were hanging out. Their eyes were wide open. They were absolutely mesmerized. But I told them at the end of my talk, having sex with a good-looking man is not all that big of a deal. And I can tell you, Phil, I've had it in every position. I have had...
Look,
You know the sex I had with the Raiders?
Yeah.
They were wearing their helmets. See, this is what I'm saying.
Okay, when your husband...
Steve, turn it off.
I
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
The blender is going to probably not be a good thing. Bobby Dooley with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I suggest you go online or take a look at the picture of Luke Helder, the pipe bomber. Apparently, he's very handsome. Bobby feels that because he's handsome, a lot of women will not make good jurors because they're going to be compromised. They're going to, well, they're going to vote for acquittal because he's handsome or they're somehow under his spell. And the other thing that she's talking about is the fact that this is a guy who might very well compromise the security of the country, and so women letting him off are traitors. And to me, that is a heck of a thing, Bob.
So I just wanted to say, I probably should have worn the helmet that night. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
When you had sex with the two raiders?
Yes. That's how bad my head hurt when it hit the headboard.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Would you please ask Ms. Dooley? Because what we're talking about here is the potential patriotism, the potential loyalty that American women will have for their country in the face of convicting and possibly sending to prison for a long, long time Luke Helder, even though he's extremely handsome. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. Okay, when he does that blender, we have to put it on hold. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. One of our regular features called Observations of Bobby Dooley. She is with us from the Homeowners Association of Western States. She feels that Luke Helder, the young man arrested for the planting of pipe bombs, is so handsome, a lot of women will find him so attractive that they may be prone to be lenient and possibly let him off if they're on a jury. And you're also questioning their patriotism. And a lot of women have asked a very good question. What makes you think you know other women?
Phil, I've heard that question, and let me just say, I am considered very, very worldly by a lot of my girlfriends. Most of my girlfriends look up to me because I've been around. I don't know. I'm very worldly. I've been around. And most of the women out there haven't been anywhere. And it's sad. It's really, really sad.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rowan, go ahead. You're on The Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, my... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My comment basically mm-hmm. is I don't understand mm-hmm. how another woman can mm-hmm. have that kind of disdain mm-hmm. for her fellow women
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to think that we do not have the sense mm-hmm. to keep our bodily functions mm-hmm. or our bodily urges mm-hmm. separated from mm-hmm. what's right or wrong is mm-hmm. just totally, totally mm-hmm. out there.
Mm-hmm. Rowan, thank you. I think what's scary is when you look at this young man, Luke Helder, he's devastating.
But devastating enough to make you forget what he's done?
I'm afraid
absolutely
a lot of,
not.
Not me. But I'm afraid a lot of women, yeah. And I think this is a patriotic issue, Phil. I really do.
You really do, even though it's domestic?
Yes. I think this is about our country. This is time for women to step up to the plate and say, you know what, I'll forego, and forgive me, Rowan, but you know what I'm talking about. I'll forego fantasizing about Luke Helder when I'm alone with myself to help my country.
That is crazy.
What's crazy?
Women do
about
not
that?
See a handsome man and automatically fantasize.
You know
that
what?
Is absolutely
I
crazy.
I spoke with a group of women the other night who were absolutely astounded to hear about the different sexual encounters I've had.
But this is not about your sexual
women
encounters.
Women see him and feel that first drip in the morning. You know, remember Folgers? That first drip in...
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley doubts the patriotism of American women. They think that Luke Helder is just really handsome. It's The Phil Henry Show.
We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Welcome back to Observations with Bobby Dooley, and tonight we're talking to the president of the Western States Homeowners Association and PTO about Luke John Helder. The guy is being held by federal authorities on the bombing, the pipe bombs that were planted, and I think one or two of them detonated. But we had a lot of women say, you are saying that we're going to have a tough time finding an objective jury of women because John Helder is so hot looking.
Mm-hmm.
But so many women are calling here and saying, no, he isn't.
Well, Phil, I have a lot of girlfriends who often call me to get advice. My girlfriends look up to me, and a lot of them have told me. They often think, what would Bobby do? And the reason why they feel that way is because I know all about bad boys. And I'm not proud of this, but I was young once, and I was with a lot of bad boys. Women find bad boys exciting. My husband, Steve, was also a bad boy.
Make a margarita, Miss Henry.
I'd take one if I could.
My husband, Steve, was a bad boy. When I first met him, Phil, he was vulgar. He was vile. He was filthy. He had a filthy mind. He was absolutely disgusting. And you know what? There was something about that, yes, that I found exciting. Okay.
You know, we can hear that blender. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ruth, go ahead.
Yeah,
Ruth, can you?
I want to know
you
how many margaritas she's had before she called.
You need to speak up.
I said I want to know how many margaritas she had before she called.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I really don't think she needs any more.
Uh-huh.
Now, just because you were the lady of the evening does not everyone else is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This boy is 21 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm listening to what you're saying. What's the matter?
He's 21 years of age. He's a young boy. He's got problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a sex object.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to say everybody that's in jail is a sex machine?
I'm saying, have you seen this guy?
Yes, I have. I've seen
him. He is absolutely gorgeous. And
how old are you?
I'm 35.
You're 35, and you've got the hot for a 21-year-old punk.
Yeah, it happens, Ruth.
I don't know about you. And how many men do you write to in jail?
I'm going to have to ask you this question. You're not going to like it.
Go ahead.
Do you get the hots for any men at all?
Yes, I do, honey, but not anyone younger than me.
How old are you?
How old am I?
How old are you? Yeah.
I'm 42.
That's bullcrap.
Oh, no, it's not bullcrap, honey. I know me.
No, I'm going to tell you
just
something.
Because you're the president of the homeowners,
you know
thing doesn't
something,
give
you, know something,
what gives
you know
the
something,
right to call a meeting on something like
right?
this on a sex object?
You want to talk to my wife? What gives you the right to call up? What? I had a homeowners association meeting.
But good for you.
Right.
What does that have to do with this boy?
Because I told the women that were at the meeting what it's like to have sex with a good-looking man.
Were you a prostitute or what?
No, it's just I've had boyfriends, Ruth. Have you?
Yes, I have, honey.
Oh, well, you know what? I doubt it.
Oh, well, you can doubt all you want. Not every woman in America is a slut like you. And that's what you're making all the women sound like.
Wait a minute. Let me turn this off.
What?
Let me turn this off for a minute.
That guy with that margarita is ridiculous.
You call my wife a slut?
Yeah.
You know something? If you were here, Ruth, I'd slap 7 shades of lipstick off your face.
Well, I mean, you could slap whatever you want off my face, ma'am, but I mean, anybody that would call in and say a 21-year-old is a sex object, you need help.
Hey. All right, hold on.
Turn your blender off.
Turn the blender off, please, Mr. Dooley.
I mean, my God almighty, you should have had these margaritas made 20 minutes
you know
ago.
Something? We're happy to have a drink before dinner, before our sons get home from weight training.
Yeah.
Did you ever have no kids?
Yes, I do. I have children.
42. Ruth, be honest. How old are you?
How old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 42.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You're a liar.
Well, you're a slut.
Hold on, hold on.
Steve, tell me a slut.
Oh, my God.
Turn the blender off.
I'm trying to. I can't find a switch.
Turn it off.
I'm trying. You call my wife a slut again.
She's telling me a liar.
Well, you are a liar because you're not 42. Your teeth might be 42.
What is it with you guys and these margaritas?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Oh, man.
Oh, God, he got his hand stuck. My husband got his hand stuck in the blender, if you care at all, Ruth, which I know you don't.
Oh, well, give him sex, honey, because that's what you're good for.
What? What'd you say?
I said give him sex. That's what you sound like you're good for.
You know, if you ever see me coming, cross the street.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. He got his hand caught in the blender?
Yes. 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 Do you hear me?
Well, why did he stick his hand into the blender?
Because the salt fell in.
The salt fell in.
You know that Ruth that was just on film?
Yeah.
I'd tear her head off and crap down her neck.
It's okay.
Okay, turn the blender off.
He wants you to turn it off.
What?
He said turn it off.
What do you want?
What do I want? I'm on the radio. I'm interviewing you two idiots.
I'm going to tell you something, Phil.
What?
That Ruth, where was she calling from? I want to know.
I'm going to tell you something.
Where was she calling from? I want to know.
She was calling from Pennsylvania.
Ruth, if you ever see me coming, I'm going to rip you a new ass.
Want another drink? That was a quick one.
All right.
You gonna hang up now?
Yes, I have to hang up. The two of you are bombed out of your tree.
Oh, my hand. My hand's okay. I thought it was caught.
What?
But my hand wasn't caught.
His hand wasn't caught. He thought it was.
Well, where did you have it, man, that you were screaming?
I got my thing caught in a zipper.
He got his thing caught.
Yeah, zipper.
1-800-449-8686.
Coming up next hour, what is a MILFy? You know, Mother's Day is on Sunday. What is MILF or a MILFy? You find out next hour here on The Phil Hendry Show. Speaking of Mother's Day, on yesterday's show, Jeff Dowder was our special guest. He's with a group called Project Yellow Ribbon, I think. And they are guys who are out of prison and they want their mothers to tie yellow ribbons, make them a big dinner. And in his case, he wanted his mother to have a parade and a block party for him, and also to help pay the bar exam fee for his friend Ralph Nugent, who, even though he was in prison for tearing three children apart with his bare hands, he got his law degree. Here's Jeff.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I want to know what kind of crap they filled you with when you were in prison. This is insane. I can't even believe I'm hearing this.
What would be really nice is if my mother could organize a telethon on our local TV station to raise some money for the Operation Yellow Ribbon.
Raise money for your operation? Why?
How
do you get off
comparing
yourself to a war hero when you did nothing?
I realize you
paid your time.
Oh, yeah?
I realize you made
how many pay. Guys? How many guys in the Army have got to bend over in the shower for some guys? I did for Ralph Nugent.
Oh, my God.
I can't even believe I'm hearing this. You're comparing yourself to people who have done an honorable duty for their country.
Yes, I don't
You're
doubt
expecting,
that.
This is Mother's Day. This is not a day to honor you. This is not a day for mothers to honor their children.
Well, I think it's a great thing.
It's a day for you to honor your mama.
You are
so self-righteous to think your mom wants to be honored with your presence with by throwing you a parade and your neighbors handing you cash and envelopes. Come on.
What about what Ralph Nugent did?
What about what he did?
He got his law degree.
He tore apart three children with his bare hands. How do they compare?
After 21 years later, after he did that, now he's going to take his bar exam.
Yeah,
it
but
sounds
what,
to me like you need to seriously look at your life and take responsibility
your,
what you've done.
Why does your mother have to give Ralph Nugent $3,000 to take his bar exam?
Because his mother's not around. And mothers love to be mothers. This is my mother's chance to maybe be a better mother to Ralph Nugent than she was to me. She could give him $3,000 for his bar exam. He'll become a lawyer, which is more than she gave me. That's why I said I want to have a parade. On account of I went to jail, on account of she wasn't a good mother. But I still love her. That's what I'm saying.
You shot her litter of puppies. Take responsibility for what you have done.
I what?
You
shot a litter of puppies.
It sounded like she said S-H-A.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. But
Ralph You're 28
Nugent,
years old.
Imagine how far
Ralph... responsibility.
Ralph's mother is not here. Why?
Because he killed her. I told you.
Oh, my God.
He killed his own mother.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's how she can't provide for him, because he killed his own mother.
And then killed three children with his bare hands.
And you want your mom to give him $3,000 to make up for all the pain and suffering that poor man's gone through. I can't believe I'm hearing
well,
this.
Well, you know something, ma'am? I think you should walk a mile in a man's shoes before you judge him.
I think you need to start learning to take some responsibility for your life. I'm 18 years old. I'm 10 times more mature than you are.
How far do you think a man has to come from ripping three children apart with his teeth to getting his law degree?
Do you know why those men that served in the war are being honored? Look at what they're going through for all the stuff that they have seen for their country. You don't deserve anything that you're asking. I'm sorry. Not one bit of
well,
it.
Well, you know what? My mom went to the city hall. The street that she lives on, they were going to change the name to Doubter Circle in
honor
of
me. I feel bad
me.
For your mom. I feel very bad for your mom because she wasted 9 months of her life.
Why do you, how does a guy go to jail for 18 months for killing puppies?
It took me 20 minutes to kill him.
You had a 22.
Well, I guess I'm not a good shot. I don't know what he wants.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
There's Jeff from yesterday's show. All of those bits, by the way, from our various shows go into our audio archives on our website. So if you hear a bit you liked or you wanted to hear it again, you can go to our audio archive on our website, and we've got audio bits that literally, we've got hours and hours and hours. Hours. And we have bits that go back 7-8 years. And they're organized so that you can look for them in a search engine. They're organized by character. They're organized by bit. You can literally go through our search engine and find whatever it is that you want. And we've added some new material just yesterday, some old stuff, like back from Miami. And we added over 75 new clips last month. So get that backstage pass to the Phil Hendry website, philhendrieshow.com. All right, let's see who's suing who. That guy, that yodeler, that Gustafson guy. He got $5 million from singer Wiley. Yahoo gave him $5 million. You know the guy that goes, Yahoo, that guy? Got $5 million from Yahoo. They finally did the right thing. They paid him $590 to yodel into a microphone. Now the company's worth billions, and he's still sitting there sucking, tap water. And he took their big Yahoo butt to court, and he got $5 million. Well, I don't know if they got $5 million, but they settled. Says they did the right thing. You know, so much of the copyright infringement that goes on, you don't really know about. You don't know how something came about. Let me give you a story here, and I haven't talked to Frazier in a few years. You know Frazier Smith? Frazier used to, on his morning radio show, talk about being a party animal, and party animal this and party animal that. He was the guy that coined that phrase, literally coined the phrase, party animal, when he was doing his morning show in Los Angeles back in the 80s. Well, guess who came along and ripped him off? Budweiser. Remember that Spuds McKenzie, that stupid dog? Party animal Spuds, like the girls all wanted to have sex with a Basenji, whatever that was about. They stole it from him. And it was, there's nothing you can do about it, because if you don't copyright it, if you don't go and copyright everything out of your mouth, there's going to be a bigger company out there that's going to steal it from you. I mean, it just really, really is unbelievable, you know. When I was a kid, I used to love to play that song, A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, and there was a guy from the network visiting my mom. Next thing I, what, ABC Television Network? What a pack of thieves! Cato Kalin, it's been nearly a decade since famous former house guest Brian Cato Kalin testified in the O.J. Simpson murder trial, yet his 15 minutes of fame seem never to end. Now he's filmed a pilot of a reality-based show titled House Guest. No word yet on where and if it will air. The plot? Well, it's a show where I go across America, Kalin told Barbara Walters on Wednesday night. I knock on doors of the unsuspecting and invite myself in to spend a weekend with a family, and it's an absolute ball. Among the things that Cato does, he goes to the bathroom and doesn't flush. He'll eat all the food, and if someone is hurt or there's an emergency in the home, he won't call 911. He'll just let them lay there and bleed. Yes, it's House Guest coming up this fall with Cato Kalin, but it's a pilot, which means, what's the date? This is May 9th. By next week, we'll find out, because that's when all the pilots get the green light, or the kick right down the stairs. Like the pilot that I just shot? We'll find out whether Henry's got a job in TV. Not the pilot that I'm going to do for NBC, but I was in a pilot. It doesn't make any difference, but the point is, I played a judge in this pilot for Richie Appel. So anyway, this week or next week is when they find out whether this crap, I mean, where these fine shows get on the air. Just like that one I did last year, that thing didn't see the light of day. This one I'm doing this year, they'll probably flush that down the toilet. And a show that I do for NBC, they'll probably boot that thing, it'll be a 53-yard field goal. But it'll be fun. No, so next week, seriously, that's why all these clowns, you got to see them. They're running around all spring long, like April. They shoot all these pilots. They just cram them all in. They're shooting all kinds of wild ideas. You know, like Bob Gorilla, genital wart doctor. You know, it's just the wacky adventures of a guy that goes around putting medicine on people. Just, you know, the goofy, you know. Three gay men living with a, like a hermaphrodite construction worker. They'll come up with some ideas. All these ideas. Suburbia is really big. Suburbia is very big, you know. The so-and-so show, and it's such a show. It's about family, and they live here, and there's a family, and they live there, and there's another family, and it's just about how it's this poor bastard, he lives with all these whacked-out people. That's really, every show is about some poor bastard living with whacked-out people. Am I right or am I wrong? Think of every show that you like. Some poor bastard is the middle of a bunch of wacky jackasses. Friends. Who's the poor bastard that's in the middle of them? Courtney Cox's character, I say. Cheers. Who is the poor bastard? Ted Danson. Frasier, he's the poor bastard. Yep, this goes on and on and on and on. Ray Romano, you know, everybody loves Raymond. I mean, that thing that we just saw, what's the one? George Lopez show, George Lopez. Just take a poor guy who's a nice guy, and he's getting his ass kicked by a bunch of weird asses. You got the basic building blocks of any television program, any sitcom. The Osbournes, who's the poor bastard that's in the middle of that one? The next door neighbor, that's right, the guy you never see. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.